and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plenith FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6. You're here today with Mel Jones, your presenter. I live with a visual impairment and I'd like to share my stories with all of you. We're sponsored by Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. On today's show, we have songs by Mariah Carey, Adele and with Whitney Houston. Stay tuned for more and I'll see you after the break.
You know you can survive. So when you feel
was Mariah Carey with Hero. I'm really excited because I've bought tickets to go to Mariah Carey next year, and I've bought platinum seats. Who would have thought? They were about $266, I think, and I've bought four tickets for myself and two of my totally blind friends, and I have one extra ticket that I'm looking to give to someone, probably for Christmas or maybe to a new lover. So with the platinum seats, they're on the second tier balcony, so they're also up by the stage, which I think is really cool from an accessibility standpoint, because I'll be able to see the light show and be able to see Mariah Carey dancing around the stage. And also my totally blind friend Michelle, she has perception of light and shadows, so she'll also be able to see the flashing lights and the sparkles and all the different things that go on stage, because we'll be quite up front to it. But then my other totally blind friend, her partner Luke, he won't have to see anything, but then being up the front, the audio will probably be a lot better. And you know what I noticed is that wheelchair accessible seats were right at the back on the second tier at Spark Arena. Whilst it's probably a really good direct straight view, they were like way back. So if you had multiple disabilities, I don't think that would be very fair or accessible. I mean, why can't Spark Arena have wheelchair accessible seats all around the second tier, or even on the ground floor, the floor level? So that's my experience so far, and I look forward to sharing my experience about going to a big concert like this, even getting there. I mean, do we go in an Uber? Do we go and walk? Do we get someone to drop us off? There are places for people to be dropped off if you have a disability or an accessibility need at Spark Arena, but can we find that if we've never been there before? Up next we have Whitney Houston, and I'll see you after the break.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I
Whitney Houston with I Will Always Love You. So a couple of weekends ago, I celebrated the Diwali Festival in the middle of the city. They blocked off some of Queen Street and Altair Square. And of course, I was spending a lot more time with my totally blind friends that live in the city. Cool people, because I have an apartment there. So we only had to walk 1 minute to the festival. And because my friend Michelle is Fijianian, she was able to translate all the food and the music and all the performances for us. So I was their guide, so they held on to my elbow, and then Luke held on to Michelle's elbow. So it was like a little train that I was leading around, and we found some Tibetan singing bowls that we surprised Luke with and bought him for a little gift, which was about $99, but very worth it. He's been playing with it ever since. And then there was lots of stalls with henna, and I got a henna tattoo on both hands, and I got a little heart with my little crush in it too. And then also Michelle got it too with Luke's initials in it too, and that was very special for both of them. Then also while I was leading them around, I noticed there was no elevation for people to watch the performances, so we had to go around like hundreds of people just to get to a food stall or a craft stall or something. And I mean, I have vision, but I couldn't see through the people, so I actually missed out on a lot of the performances visually, but I could hear them. But if I could see them visually, I think I could probably understand more of the culture. And then there was only a few songs that had English words in it. But anyway, I tried this really, really, really nice thing called a dosa. It's a almost like a vegetarian potato wrap thing, like a crepe wrap thing. And that was really lovely. And I went back for seconds the next day as well. So Altair Square and Queen Street, which they blocked off, was accessible in terms of being physical, so I could lead my friends around quite easily, and the crowds were moving in one direction and moving in back the other direction, so I was able to move through the crowd quite smoothly. And also I was able to see the steps and the curbsides really well too, and there was lots of shade as well, especially if you are concerned with having shade and not being in the sun all day at festivals. There was shade along Queen Street in the town hall. So there was also a stage as well, which I was able to see a little bit of the performances, but hey, I went mostly for the culture and learning what all the different foods were and trying like yogurt ice cream, and it was just delicious and very, very interesting to learn about the culture and how they do things. And it's the biggest vegetarian festival in New Zealand as well, so I would highly recommend it if you do have an access need and a disability. It is something that you could go to and really enjoy. Lots of crafts, lots of food, like 20 food stalls. Oh my goodness, it's like so hard to choose from. And they'll have it next year as well in the city. I think it's every year. One lady told me that she had been getting a henna tattoo for the last 7 years, and it went like from her fingertips all the way up to her elbow. So that's something that I want to look into. The henna lasts about 2 weeks. It's not like a permanent tattoo, it's like a temporary thing. It's made with ink from a plant. So up next we have Don't You Remember by Adele. Have you ever been to a comedy show in complete darkness? Well, I was at one last night. Well, just because I was working there at Don Noir, the Dine in the Dark restaurant. And there were six comedians that put on a comedy show that also included a cappella, which is solo artists just coming together and making a group song sound really, really amazing, especially with the acoustics of the dark restaurant. Like, you can't even tell where they are, but they all have harmonies and voices that really fit really, really lovely together. So they had scenes of them pretending to be children and getting married and playing on the schoolyard and the field, and also being adults and making funny noises in the dark room. And I was just leaning down in the corner next to my table, just giggling away. And I was thinking, I really want to get involved in this. So I have asked the organizer if I can get involved and make an animal noise, like meow, meow, or moo, or something like that. But there's also another show coming up this Friday, the 27th of October. It's called Voices in the Dark at Don Lenoir, Ridges, Auckland. You can pay $95 for a two-course meal and a 20-minute show, comedian show, and it's really worth it. I'd highly recommend going. I really enjoyed it myself, even as a server, and even hearing their rehearsals. I was just blown away. So if you would like to go to that, you can head to Don Noir at Ridges Hotel. You can find that on Google.
There used to be a grey and tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal on Radio Gaga 104.6 with Mel Jones. Up now we're going to play a little game called Guess the Tune. You can play by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6. So to play, you need to guess all three songs. So we're going to play them one after the other. And if you head to our Facebook page and you're able to guess all the songs, we'll put the link there in the music audio file there so you can guess. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. So up now, we will play the tunes and sit tight and get your listening ears on. Don't cheat with your phones. And we'll be right back.
I reach in my pocket and pull out a match.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga, all we hear is.
I reach in my pocket and pull out a match.
Can you guess the tune? Oh, I can't wait until I hear your answers and what you think they are. Head to our Facebook page again, facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6. I'd like to thank our sponsors today, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. You can find them at www.renaissancegroup.org.nz. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo.